Kunstradio, Radiokunst.
Guten Abend im Kunstradio. Sollten Sie sich mit dem Gedanken tragen, demnächst einen Computer des Typs G3 der Firma Macintosh zu kaufen oder haben Sie es gar unlängst schon hinter sich gebracht, dann kann ich Sie nur beglückwünschen. Eine wunderbare Anschaffung. Aber kurz muss ich Sie noch warnen, bevor Sie das gute Stück in Betrieb nehmen, lesen Sie die Gebrauchsanweisung bitte wirklich aufmerksam durch. Zum Beispiel gleich das ganz groß gedruckte auf Seite 1 der grünen Broschüre. Dort nämlich steht zum Beispiel, dass Sie mit diesem Computer und der mit ihm entwickelten neuen, ökonomischeren, ja geradezu revolutionären Art der Datenverwaltung niemals ein Programm mit dem Namen Norton Disk Doctor zur Anwendung bringen dürfen. Ein gutes Programm und hilfreich, wie übrigens alle Norton Utilities, aber eben nicht mit dem G3. Dort nämlich kann es sich verheerend auf Ihre Festplatte auswirken, Daten löschen, zerstören oder auch gleich den gesamten Speicherplatz entleeren. Warum ich Ihnen das erzähle? Weil genau jene unglückliche Vermählung von G3 und Norton die für heute geplante Sendung eines Stückes von Jim O'Rourke verhindert hat. Jener amerikanische Gitarrist und Elektroniker hat sich nämlich während seiner gerade aktuell laufenden Tournee mit unseren allseits beliebten österreichischen Freunden Rehberg und Fennes beim Versuch, die Festplatte zu defragmentieren, alle dort vorhandenen Daten gelöscht und mit ihnen alle für unsere Sendung relevanten Sounds. Der Mann, der zu Hause in Chicago aber gewohnt ist, pro Tag zumindest 2 Fremdproduktionen zu leiten, 3 abzumischen und eine eigene Platte oder CD vorzubereiten, ließ sich vom täglichen Tourstress in Europa nicht aufhalten, allen Nortons dieser Welt zum Trotz noch schnell ein neues Stück zu kreieren, das sie nun also ersatzweise gleich hören werden. Jim O'Rourke hat sich mit diesem Stück aber auch gleich eine neue Tür in seinem schier unendlichen Reich von Zusammenarbeiten und musikalischen Wegrichtungen aufgetan. In einigen Stunden vor und nach seinem Auftritt im Alten Schlachthof in Wels und dem Nachmittag vor seinem Konzert im Wiener Ritz hat er aus einer großen Anzahl schnell gemachter Samples ein Stück Plunderphonics erstellt, das ihn sich schnell in eine Reihe von Künstlern wie Negative Land, John Oswald, Bob Ostertag oder Nicholas Collins stellen lässt. Jim O'Rourke, geboren 1969 in Chicago, anstatt ordentlich Hausübungen zu machen, lernte er ein Mikrofon zu platzieren, Tonbänder zu schneiden, die Gitarre zu spielen und zu malträtieren, ebenso das Akkordeon. Improvisiert mit Derek Bailey, Eddie Prevost, Henry Kaiser, Voice Crack, Evan Parker oder Günther Müller. Arbeitet mit Red Crayola und mit David Grubbs an Gastre del Sol. 1988 bis 1993 jede Menge Arbeit an elektroakustischen Tonbandstücken. Seither als Solist, Mitmusiker, Produzent, zum Beispiel von Faust oder Tony Conrad, Remixer etc. tätig. Arbeitet in verschiedensten Genres, nicht um sie aufzusplitten, sondern um sich eine Plattform zu schaffen für formale und soziale Forschung und Experimente. Viele, viele Plattenveröffentlichungen, unter anderem Rules of Reduction, Remove the Need, Terminal Pharmacy, Slapping Pythagoras mit Tony Conrad, When in Vanitas mit Sonic Youth, die Sonic Youth Jim O'Rourke EP Happy Days oder Bad Timing. Hören Sie jetzt also Jim O'Rourkes Stück Norton Recovery. Diese Sendung können Sie wie immer jetzt und dann noch eine Woche lang unter unserer Adresse www.thing.at/orfkunstradio online mitverfolgen. Thank you.
Same thing as by the book. It's a different melody, and it's exerting different pressures upon it. I don't even have the mind to think about how wrong it is, but I can't. We're not getting it.
Guys, the problem is that you're trying to support one extra syllable in the space, you know, where it was one less the other time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You gotta find a place to tuck that syllable that's rhythmically correct. And we ain't doing it.
Just keep doing it until we get it. You know? There's something wrong, okay? I'm
Mark,
not fretting
to
fret.
Another in a time.
Tell me
just
how
think
we
of
do
that.
It. Tell me.
One
how.
Good turn deserves another. Just
oh,
get
that's it
in time.
That's it. Okay.
I don't have the answers. There is right. room
well,
for
looking
it.
For one.
I have another thing to try.
Good.
Okay, try this rhythm. 1, 2, 3, 4. One good turn deserves another.
See, that takes the whole.
One good turn deserves another. One good turn deserves another.
There, now you're changing.
Now they're changing the whole.
Good.
So it's gotta be the same release as the second time.
Okay, so we won't even try it. So we'll go.
You have one extra syllable.
You have another is the extra thing. Instead of by the book deserves another. Then don't do it. I don't want somebody who doesn't want to try to do it.
No, see, the difference is the producer suggested a part, and you said
I don't like that idea.
Okay, but don't talk to
there's
me.
There's nothing wrong with one good turn deserves
nothing
another.
Nothing wrong with it. We would have it by now. I'm not trying to cut into personalities or win victories here for my own ego. I'm trying to find a part, and we're struggling on the other thing. So let's try the producer's new idea. To see if it works, for God's sake.
That's not the same release.
Good, it might be better. Until you try, you don't know, do you? One good turn deserves another is funky anyway. I mean, it's visual and it funks, but you don't. But it's got to. But then come up with the words that have the same syllabic, mathematical value.
The whole point is to go one good turn deserves another, 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 another. It's got to echo right in time. That's the purpose of that line.
Right, it's really claustrophobic. Right? It's not.
It can't be performed. It's just a matter of getting it right. If it takes some time, that's the idea.
Oh, forget it. You want to try the new idea or do you want to stick with the old one?
I want us to get the old one.
All right, now what do you want to do, Al?
Let him go if he thinks he can get the other one right. I don't think so, but if that's how I can prove it to him, I'll do it.
Let's do it. That's a super white phrase. Super, super.
I'm a white man.
Super intellectual, but it's not a white tune. It's not a white
part. It was written by a white man, it's sung by white men, it's played by white people.
You're just doing it. Intellectual speak.
Those are five syllables.
One good turn deserves another, which is another. One and.
But that extra beat
is killing
it. Makes it out of time.
It's not out of time. It's adding an and on top.
You're going for consistency.
It's supposed to echo. One and.
Everybody shut up. Everybody shut up. Okay. Is not in any one of those other bars.
Well, it's not supposed to.
Your argument is to do it the same way each time for consistency. You're pissed anyway.
No,
you
no. Take, you my argument change to come in the same. All I want this one to go is to go another, another, another,
I give
another.
Up. I give up. Do it until he's happy or until it doesn't happen.
I like the new melody. It's kill. In comparison.
One good turn deserves another, 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 another. Boom. I'm not arguing. I don't care
funky,
about the
man.
Melody.
But that phrasing is one of the only ways I can figure to make it switch.
Let's try it that way. Let's try the phrasing. Same, you guys, you're not changing. All you're changing is the front part. One good turn deserves another. Another is in the exact same spot, you guys.
No,
we're not changing anything.
You're
being inexorable. Okay, count. I'll do it. I'll count it for you.
Let someone count.
One.
You sing your part. One good turn deserves another.
Another.
See?
That's not where the echo is, though. The echo is on another, another, another.
Oh,
another.
You just got it. You're arguing whether the echo's gonna have another or another.
Every time you stop,
oh, okay.
No.
Now,
you might get a little bit of cooperation.
Now, you're being sagacious, man, and don't come off with that crap with me. You're pretending like you know what's going on. You have not tried the man's line to hear it in life work. In one tape.
I don't like to change the.
The man is the producer. You have to try the line. You should.
Then
if you don't have
to. Problem, just take out deserve. One good turn gets another, or something like that.
No, that's why the line is there, because it's one of those euphemisms.
Right.
Euphemism.
It's a colloquialism,
you know,
as well.
Mine can be done right, that's the thing. It's just performance.
Right, but we spent a significantly good enough time. We spent enough time on it.
No, you
we haven't
come
done
back
the other
with the attitude like, oh my god, this is just not gonna work.
Craig, if you're continue with the histrionics,
no,
I did that after the half an hour. Okay, are you gonna try the fucking part that the producer came up with, or are you gonna stalemate the evening like a juvenile buffoon?
I'm stalemating it. If you don't think it can be done, then don't try
it. He is the producer! Will you
that's
listen
not
to
the
it?
Argument. I'll try
that
it
is the
part.
Damn argument!
My problem is you.
No.
You know what? You don't think it can be done.
You're so blind right now.
I got two people that would be glad to get to try it both ways. I'm not against trying it, but I
don't
like when you sit around and say, I can't do it.
Or give me
this
thing.
Oh, this is just
this moment on. My argument goes up to the Lord and stays there, because I don't want to talk to you. All right?
I don't like trying both ways, but I don't want to work with somebody who turns on after every take and says, oh, this just isn't going to work.
Fucking go to hell for that line, because I didn't say that after every line, and that's a lie.
If you stuck to that, that is
I'm not
going to
sit here and try all night.
But I will try with everybody's cooperation. If nobody's going to cooperate, then I won't bother with it.
You're just coming off with some routine.
No, I'm not.
So phony.
I'm not.
You didn't want to try his line.
You didn't want to try his line, and now you're going to try it. But the attitude's wrong.
I'm just frustrated after spending enough time on that way. And he is too. So I say, let's try the line. But you don't want to. You've gone through like half an hour.
Why don't we do the line now?
Gimp it.
Okay, what's the, Al, what's the melody?
One good turn deserves another.
The echo works fine. It's just that.
It's just in a different
place. This line doesn't have the same impact as the other ones come in very.
Yeah, but we grab this one and it sounds real tight, man. And it's like a stuff.
It looks nice, it's this kind of climax.
All right, okay.
No,
what? I don't talk about.
I did it. It's done. If we're gonna do it this way, there's gotta be a higher melody to it. It's just not as good as the other ones.
I think it's every bit as good.
It's emphatic and melodic. It locks it all down into a
very accessible melody that anybody can sing.
Whatever, fuck it, I don't care.
It's real, it's tight, as tight as the other ones, I'll tell you that much.
Al?
Yeah?
Can I try getting mine, see if we can get it right?
I don't think you're gonna have the cooperation or,
They all sing with you all night.
This melody is so natural.
It's just not the way these come in.
Good turn.
That's real unnatural anyway. Third, root, okay. Seven.
Yes.
Call it a night.
I'd like to try it.
I'm saying, I don't think that everyone is in the right frame of mind to give it what you want right this second.
All right. Anything else we're supposed to do on our song list?
The light.
I think the night is over.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Sie hörten das Stück Norton Recovery von Jim O'Rourke. Gleich im Anschluss an unsere Sendung hier, also auf dem Sender Ö1, bleiben. Sie können dann das Konzert von Jim O'Rourke, Rehberg und Bauer live aus Graz mitverfolgen, das dort stattfindet im Rahmen des Musikprotokolls. Morgen auch noch Jim O'Rourke, dann mit Werner Dafeldecker, Christian Fennes und Christoph Kurzmann und übermorgen als Gast des Orchester 33 ein Drittel. In unserer nächsten Sendung hören Sie First Eastern Dream von Ivana Stefanovic. Übrigens, Norton gibt es jetzt in einem Update, das auch auf dem G3 läuft. Bis dann, Christoph Kurzmann.